to the District 32 Member Introductory Podcast Series. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to talk with each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, one of the tricks about small business is you don't just need to know how to do your business. You've got to work out how to make your business work and then also make your life fit into your business. So it's not just a case of going, I rock it running a business. You actually need to rock it running your life as well. And sometimes there can be some real conflicts there as you struggle with priorities. Today we're joined by Alex Hovborough. She has a business called The Mentoring Effect, which is not just about mentoring you to rock at your business. It's about actually mentoring you to rock at your business in your life. Alex, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Okay, so as a small business owner, why is it so important to have not just your business all sorted, but also your life sort of kind of sorted?
Because you're a business owner and you're a small business owner, you're probably working from home office or from some small office, or you're very lonely. And that's important because we are usually focusing on doing things and just having a lot of meetings and just running our own business, but we are forgetting that if you are actually going to the work, for example, to corporate or any kind of office, you're working probably 8 hours, but between that you have 3 or 4 breaks, you have your lunch break, and you have chat with colleagues, and you have a few different things that you're doing over the day. That means all your working time is probably 5 hours together, or maybe 4, but as a business owners, we are trying to work 8 or 10 hours or 12 hours because we think we need to just fit everything into our day. Yeah. But after that, we don't have time for family and for friends, for hobbies, and we feel so overwhelmed. And basically, because we are overwhelmed, we're procrastinating, and procrastination is basically side effect of overwhelming. And I was doing that, I'm trying to be better, and everybody else is doing that. I can see that in all my clients. Yeah.
There's so many reasons behind procrastination. Yeah. It's not just a case of going, okay, I don't know how to do this. It's sometimes it's a case of going, you're procrastinating because you don't know how to do it, or yes, you're overwhelmed, you don't know where to start. There's so many other things going on, you don't know what to do yes first, but it all gets dumped into this big procrastination bucket, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And is that what it's about? It's because of the overwhelm. Is that the key to it?
Yeah, look, it's a lot of different things. It can be your limiting beliefs. That means it's something that, I'm not good enough in this, I will probably try this. And if you're trying to do only comfortable things, that means where we feel like we're comfortable, we're doing same things. Mm-hmm. It's like people usually don't want to create a videos. I can just tell an example because that's me as well. And it's like, I will rather post million posts on Facebook. I will rather create my content. I will rather speak with clients. I will go for million meetings because I like to work with people. And I'm not going to do video. I'm not going to do something that is actually better for my business and maybe better for digital marketing and advertising because this is my comfort. Mm-hmm. And after that, I'm procrastinating. I'm rather going to, I don't know, walk with dog between that. And I'm just doing things that I like to do. And I feel good.
And it's interesting, isn't it? And it's like you can have a great conversation about your business. Yeah. But as soon as I put a microphone on somebody, all of a sudden, they don't know what they're saying. It's like we were chatting just 10 yes minutes ago. And I think it's because it's like we create this, suddenly it's a permanent record of what we've said. But the conversations that we have with people, particularly if we can record them, can be so illuminating and can be repurposed a million ways. We know this, but we still don't do it. Yes. But video is that one step more. All of a sudden people can see us.
Yeah.
And we know that we do business with people we know, like, and trust. Yeah. And being able to see them and see how they're going and them being authentic. For some reason we expect we have to be perfect. But in all reality,
there is no perfect.
No, it's just it's a perception. Yes. But that little bit of a trip of a stumble over a word or yes whatever else, you just go, oh, that's a real person. They're a bit like me. But somehow we can't get through it. So when you're talking about the mentoring effect, which is of course what you do, part of that is coaching people to just almost get over themselves and get out of their own way, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, that's basically what we introduced. We're just finishing the pilot of the Quantum Leap program. From the beginning, we changed basically all business coaching because we were focusing on sales, marketing, and softwares and everything, you know.
Ooh, what traditional stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's just kind of normal things because you
you've got to have these for business. You've got to have them. You've got to have marketing, sales,
exactly,
coaching, et cetera,
CRM, et cetera. And then after that, you're just super overwhelmed because you have so many systems.
Yeah, where do you start?
But after that, it's like, what is important actually? And you're like, oh,
It's almost like, which comes first, the client or the CRM?
Yeah. Oh, that's the best. It's like, yeah, what I should write down first? Oh, should I meet them? Oh, should I find out about the client?
Yeah.
It's just so many things. And basically, we did a lot of business tools, and we were really focusing on finance because I have a few coaches working with me, and all of them have different expertise. Some of them are in finance, some of them business, and we just put together the kind of package. That means we can take care of your business. We can talk about business and implement tools with you and grow. The business grow is amazing. Mm. But if you are not involved, if you're not in the business, and if you're not okay, you can't run business. That means we created a totally different program, and that's the Quantum Leap. And it's taking you, I would say all CEOs and CFOs and business owners can take a step back from the business and do a big inhale and exhale and calm down.
You're recommending time to breathe?
Yes, exactly.
That'll never catch on.
There's some yoga, there's some meditation, it's amazing. And exactly that, just bring them really, really to the basic. And basically just a small exercise like Wheel of Life, just going deep into every area of your life, like relationship, career, finance, business, of course, your living environment, anything in your basically life, what is creating you, and we just accessing all area and we analyzing where are the limiting beliefs, values, if you are living actually by your values, and if that what you're doing is what you really want to do, what is important, because people are having, you know that feeling, like you're waking up in the morning, you're going from the bed, and it's like, oh my God, again, I just don't want to do that. But we're going to show them basically what you can do to be sure that your goals and your vision and what you do is actually self-motivating. That means you don't need to even, you know, like waking up and, oh my God, again, another day. But you will be like, oh, I can't wait to see what is going to happen today. And just be really excited about what you're doing, because you are going to do what you want to do. And that's important.
There seems to be so much talk about mindset, which to me is counterintuitive, because if you want flexibility, how can you have a mindset? It says you've set your mind. Surely that's the opposite of what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, that's actually funny. I heard that, and I'm not saying people should have said that. That's basically what we're talking about. You have vision. We are accessing everything every 3 months. That means you have kind of like a revision of your goals, of your visions, of your action you're taking, and you're accessing that every 3 months. But because your mind is changing and you are growing and you have all the time some development, you know, going on, and you have different environment, family, something is happening, changing, that means your values, your goals are changing. Every 3 months, every 2 months, every month, you're changing because you are a human. Mm. And I wanted to have something before, like in my business, I wanted to have a coffee shop in Thailand. I moved to Thailand and I opened a coffee shop. I don't want to go back. That was business before and that was my vision and I loved that. But I changed my mindset or changed my mind and I just wanted something else. And that's basically with growing, we are changing the stuff. But because you are changing your mind and you're growing, you should remember that basically everything is changing and is bigger, better, and you have probably higher energy level and everything. When you're working on yourself, you're actually moving ahead and your mindset is moving and is better. Of course, it's not really sad, but it's really interesting.
But so as you're going on, there's obviously a wealth of experience which goes with where you've got to on your own journey, because as you just alluded to there, there's been changes. Yeah. Is this what you've always done?
I worked for Red Bull before.
Worked for Red Bull?
Yeah.
Brilliant. That explains the hyperactivity, yep.
Yeah, that was really, really good. And when I was like physically tired, because it's just too many sport activities, too many events, and you're working basically in that high party environment all the time, I decided like, oh, when I can do this for Red Bull, I can probably do that for my company and it can be amazing. And I did catering and events for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we had amazing, amazing clients. And honestly, that was crazy birthday parties for €1 million and stuff like that.
Wow.
There were people getting their Porsche and their Ferrari as gifts. It was crazy. Yeah, and it was amazing because you have actually the budget and you have €1 million. And it's like, change this and just do this for me. And you can just do everything. Mm. We had Destiny's Child invited, you know, like we have really like this, a few Alpha Bill was there singing like the crazy stuff. That was what brought me probably like to my business, and I started business. I was doing events a lot. And when I came here, I was in Thailand, I had a coffee shop and a restaurant, and basically I moved to Bahamas because I just didn't want to be in Thailand anymore, and I opened some tourism agency there. I was just working in like with water sports and some tourists, but it was really lonely because the islands are so small and people just coming, you know, on their yachts and just having fun, just some kite surfing and just a little bit of in restaurant, but nobody's really staying on the islands. Everybody's on their boats and the island's quite empty. And I just decided to go back, basically. And I was coaching for American company after that, all European teams. That's why I stayed with coaching, and that's why I actually I'm here and coaching. Mm.
So you sound like you're a business coach. You actually owned businesses.
Yeah.
Other than the coaching business.
Yes.
So you're using your experiences that you've got through running those businesses, yeah. running those big events from a marketing, from a positioning, from an everything point of view.
Yeah, definitely.
Bringing that corporate experience from, obviously from Red Bull, who are just a phenomenal, let's face it, the events, if anybody's been to any of their events, they are phenomenal.
Yeah, they are.
That learning and that processing into your own business and then into a coaching so you can help other people do something similar. What a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Cool. So if people are looking for someone who's just clearly been there, done it, got the spark, I mean, the energy to really not just work on, oh, here's your next marketing strategy, but to work on the holistic side of running a business. That's you and your business.
Yep.
What's the best way they can get a hold of you?
Basically our website, thementoringeffect.com.
And that's Mentoring Effect with an E.
Effect
as opposed to affect. Got it, very important. Yep.
Yes, now our Facebook, same name, or my personal Facebook or personal LinkedIn, Alexandra Holzbarova.
You better spell that.
Yeah. H-O-L-C-B-A-R-O-V-A. Amazing surname. All life struggler.
Yes.
I should probably make it.
Okay, well, you'll be Alex Smith from now on.
Yeah, that would be great.
You need an Australian name, Alex Smith.
That would be so easy. Yeah.
So, yep, you can brand that.
Yeah, and on our website, basically, there is the form. That means if someone wants to talk to me, I'm happy to jump on call or meeting and
so jump on, grab a coffee or have a at least have a discussion about what you're trying to achieve, and you can see what part of your program or what part of your one-on-one coaching or workshopy type thing would suit them for their first step.
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk with everyone, basically everyone who is in our Quantum Leap program. I spoke with people. I'm not going to just take someone because he's paying or she's paying. We definitely want to have conversation because it's not for everyone, and also you have to be prepared to go to that journey because it's very about you as a business owner, and you're going really deep down, and it can change your life. And that's why I'm very careful, because if somebody is not prepared, is not going to focus on that, is not going to do it, and is not going to follow the daily reflections and tasks and everything what we're doing. And I really want people to perform. That means we will help you to increase your performance and productivity. You will be happier. You will be probably feeling amazing. And you won't be overwhelmed anymore. And you will know what to do when you're procrastinating and when you're not prioritizing or when you're doing what you shouldn't do. And you know that. It's kind of like a tool that you can go away from that cycle of procrastination and I would say not aligned decisions. And the major thing is, When you are not aligned and not happy, and you're working in low mood, you're making really bad decisions. And based on decisions and choices are our results that are coming afterwards. And
Becomes a cycle.
Yeah,
over and over again.
And that's why it's important to talk with everyone basically before. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so effectively contact you for a pre-interview to see if you want to take them on. And I think that's important though. That way you can work out if there's a resonance there and if you're going to get the results you want. Yeah. Brilliant. Great place to start. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.